Well, good morning, everyone. That's a warm welcome. My name is Nolan Hensel. I'm very honored, and I'm very humbled just to be able just to share a little bit of God's word with you here this morning. I'll tell you this, that I am outside of here. I have the opportunity to be heavily involved in Leap and Outreach Center, and as well as Marion County Children's Services. And so a little bit of the message today will tie into both of those pieces. So like I said, I'm just very humbled to be here, and if you would just join me in prayer. Father, God, I just pray, God, for this morning. I pray for the people here and myself, Lord. I pray that we would be fertile soil for the seeds of your gospel and your word to be planted and grown and fertilized. Father, I pray that you would just get me completely out of your way today, Father. Let your gospel speak true, and God, you would just be honored and glorified here today. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so let's get right into it. What do you say? Let's turn in our Bibles, because we love our Bibles. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 8, please. You can open your apps and stuff like that, too. That's fine. I'm not against that, but we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 8, and we're gonna start right in verse 3. I'll give you a second to get there. All right, and it says, and he humbled you, and he let you hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out of valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper, and you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. So in this passage, Moses is speaking to the people of Israel, and he's simply explaining to them again what it means to walk with the Lord and what God actually requires of them as his people. And he does this, by explaining to them what God requires, and it's one thing: humility. To help them see that on their own, they have zero desire to follow God and his commands, and zero ability to actually carry it out on their own either. They experienced hunger and thirst, extreme heat and cold, and God used those situations to help them, the Israelites, see their need for him. I believe that if many of us sitting here today, myself included, if we examine our own lives, I think we can see how God did or is even currently doing the exact same thing for us as well. Simply put, God is allowing his children to understand their need for him. That without him, they're going to continue to hunger and thirst and wander around in the desert. God, through Moses, goes on in this passage to explain that it's like a father disciplining his children. And he disciplines his children because he loves them. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but discipline and disciple have the same derivative. If we're a follower of Christ, then we're a child of the Father, a disciple, right? And God's going to continue to allow us to experience his discipline. And we see why. It's to humble us. Just like the Israelites, he's humbling us. He's helping us remember actually how much we need him. Do you see? Do you see how this is the gospel? Like, God shows us our need for him. How there is no way we can actually save ourselves. And shows us instead how he saves us. By sending Jesus to take our place on the cross. By paying the cost for our sins. And then he tells us the promise of the eternal life that's coming. That eternal life in heaven, the land of milk and honey and pomegranates and all that stuff that he's talking about, that's a picture of heaven. He's forecasting it way back then. Brothers and sisters, this is exactly why Leap and Outreach Center even exists. And honestly, whether people understand or believe it, it's why an agency like Children's Services was built to exist as well. We believe that there are people and children who are wandering in the desert. They're hungry, they're thirsty, they're hot, they're tired and alone. And we, as Christians, have the opportunity to actually meet a physical need of someone, whether it's a warm shower, maybe a new set of clothes, maybe small bite to eat, or even a place to lay their head at night. And as that physical need is met, we're showing someone that they're not alone. That there's actually someone out there who cares, who loves them. Imagine treating someone in such a positive, hopeful, loving, attractive way that the person watching is like, what is happening? What is going on? What is making this person willing to sacrifice and do this for me? What makes this person respond the way they respond? There's got to be something deeper to this person. Now, why is that important? If I have two people that I need to talk to, and I know that I need to share with them the hardest thing they could ever hear, and know this, the gospel is horrible. It's horrible bad news before it's good news. The bad news being the fact that someone is so depraved and sinful and is on a trajectory to hell. That's eternal punishment and anguish. That sounds not attractive, does it? And if you don't accept the bad news, the good news isn't as sweet. So I have to tell these two people this horrible bad news, right? And one of them misunderstands me. Maybe they're threatened by me and is afraid of me. And the other one deeply believes in their heart that I love them. They've experienced kindness and gentleness and patience and willingness to sacrifice my own comfort for their good. Which person's more likely going to hear my message? I don't believe that's hard to answer. It's the person that knows I love them. That's why we love the way we love. That's why we live our lives in this manner. It's so important because we have to break down those misconceptions. We have to break down that misunderstanding. And we can do that by living a life that is attractive to those around us. The way we love and the way we follow and the way we're obedient is important. They will know we are Christians by our love. The way we love each other. The way we love those who are difficult sometimes to love. And I believe that when God humbles us, when God humbles us to see our, when he humbles me to see my need for him, that's going to radiate out. Hey, Leapin, we've kind of grasped onto this notion that we're just beggars who are just trying to show other beggars where to find food. We heard in the passage earlier in Deuteronomy that man does not live on bread alone, but on the very word of God. But I don't want you to miss this simple fact. He says, man doesn't live by bread alone. He still needs bread. Still needs bread. He needs bread and water and shelter and safety and community. Church, these are the basic things that God provided for Adam and Eve in the garden. From the very beginning. But the ultimate bread that we need is the bread of life. It's the bread of life. It's Jesus. I think this same truth applies in a really powerful way, even when we talk about foster care and adoption. There are children in our community who are wandering through their own kind of desert. They need food and clothing and a safe place to sleep, but they need something deeper. They need to know what it feels like to be loved, protected, valued, and welcomed into a family. And that is something that we as a church are uniquely equipped to offer. When a Christian family is willing to open their home to a child, or makes the lifelong commitment to adopt, they're doing more than meeting a physical need. They're giving a child a picture of what it means to be welcomed when you didn't earn it and loved when you couldn't pay it. In a very imperfect but beautiful way, again, this just points us to the gospel. It's exactly what God did for us. We weren't able to earn our place in his family. But through Jesus, like God adopted us. He adopted us as his sons and his daughters. Ephesians 1:5 tells us that God predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ. Now, we know that these agencies and these ministries aren't what saves people, but they can both be a beautiful picture of the God who rescues and welcomes and restores and calls us to be his own. Church, we don't exist to simply make people's lives more comfortable. We don't exist to make people's lives here on this earth more comfortable so that they can ultimately end up going to hell. It's not why we're here. We want to see people's lives restored to their Creator. A right relationship with God then informs their relationship with everything else. But most importantly, it secures their place in heaven for all eternity. Man. So yes, Leapin' Outreach Center does exist and provides a service, right? We give clothes and basic household needs, an opportunity for someone to take a shower, and soon, a pretty large and substantial homeless shelter is being built. But this is ministry. It's ministry. This is the Great Commission. This is an opportunity to make disciples. And this is where we get to recognize that we are just beggars trying to show other beggars where to find food. I just thank you. Thank you for the opportunity just to share God's word with you this morning. If you could just join me in prayer. And God, we are continually humbled by your word. Thank you that it never returns void. God, thank you for being such a loving father that for some reason you chose to adopt us into your family as sons and daughters. God, I pray we would just recognize our place before you and be thankful. God, help us to have humble hearts, recognize what you've saved us from, but also recognize what you've saved us to and for. God, give us hearts for others. God, to count others more significant than ourselves. God, would you just move mightily in this community, in this church, in this city. God, would you help us to be on mission with you. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, God is awesome. God is good. I told you I was going to mess with you.